Letters. Pittsburgh's own Love Letters with the last one wrapping up that set of music. Before that, Camille reached out to me and said, Mockster, is there any chance you could play the theme to Meatballs? I was like, there was a theme to Meatballs? And sure enough, Are You Ready for the Summer was the theme for Meatballs, so I played that for you. You know, Paul Rubens was in Meatballs 2. If you saw the sequel, yeah, Paul Rubens was the bus driver in Meatballs 2. But the theme from that you heard, Are You Ready for the Summer, was sung by the North Star Camp Kids Chorus. And then before the North Kid Camp, whatever that was. Played some Altered Images with Little Town Flirt. Pulled that off of a soundtrack called Party Party. And I was just flipping through the soundtracks in the vinyl, and I was like, this is back when there was these just kind of these campy teen movies in the 80s, and they had these great soundtracks. I mean, Bananarama's on there. I'm just going to read some of these. Madness, Bananarama, Bad Manners, Sting, Midyear, Elvis Costello. Altered Images. Also played some Men at Work. I went back to that debut album of theirs, business as usual for helpless automation attract. It probably doesn't get much, if any, ever, airplay. Start off with some Was Not Was. With Shake Your Head, Let's Go to Bed from 1983, featuring guest vocals by the late Ozzy Osbourne. You know what? We got that mock coming up in, ideally, I'd say 7 minutes if I wanted to really be on a timetable, but it won't be. It'll be after this set of music, which could be anywhere from 7 to 14 minutes. Who knows? Who knows where it's going to go? But Jay from the North Hills called in and said, hey, Mockster, do you think you could maybe fit some Peter Gabriel into your mix? Do you think?
The streets are lined with camera crews.
I think I can for you.
Everywhere he goes is news. Today is different. Today is not the same. Today I'll make the action. Take snapshot into the light. Snapshot into the light.
But I'm going to have to go back because this is the challenge. This is the challenge, and this is on me for that. I was in such a rush to get the vinyl queued up. I queued up the wrong song. So, Jay, you want your song. I should play your song, not Family Snapshot. You didn't want Family Snapshot. And you're right. It was early 80s. This came out in 1980. I was curious as I was grabbed the album. It's the Melt self-titled album. Again, we have an Ozzy Osbourne mock coming up in about, I don't know anymore. Let's say 15 minutes. 12. 12 to 15, give or take. 9 minutes. I don't remember. Still taking requests at WRCTRequest@gmail.com. Feel like calling me, 412-268-WRCT.
No means to show identification. I took no paper, show you what I am. You'll have to take me the way that you find me. What's gone is gone and I do not give a damn.
Leaves and right on your topsoil, be known by no name.
A song written back in 1948 by Woody Guthrie. Deportees, as done by Billy Bragg. Lots of people have actually done that song. Kingston Trio, Joan Baez, Pete Seeger, The Byrds. Dolly Parton did a version back in 1980. Waylon, Willie, Johnny. And Billy Bragg. Before the Billy Bragg, Jamie Hoover doing his version of Walk Away Renee. Speaking of Jamie Hoover, he was in the Spongetones, and I just got in my hands a Spongetones reunion, a live show they did a year or two back. I'm not even sure. I haven't even listened to it. I just opened it in the mail, and I was like, got some new Spongetones. Well, new old Spongetones. I'll play that in future weeks. Peter Gabriel, I Don't Remember, by request, wrapping up that set of music. Getting us to where we are, which is past where we should be, but we're still there. Where's that? It's about time for the mock, is it not? That Ozzy Osbourne mock you've been waiting for. Before I get in the mock, I want to remind you that WRCT Pittsburgh is supported by Attic Records. They're located in Millvale. They're family-owned and operated. And guess what? They sell new and used records and CDs. I was there just last Saturday. Did you say hi? Anyway, 513 Grant Avenue is the exact location. For more information, you can call them at 412-821-8484 or visit them online at atticrecordstoreinc.com. Yeah, we lost Ozzy Osbourne this week. What, 2 weeks after his final live performance? So I put together a couple short sets of music that will incorporate Ozzy songs, as well as songs that talk or mention Ozzy in the titles. Get rid of Chuck Mangione just for a second so that we can start off my Ozzy Osbourne mock with some strung out. the moon!
14 years old, and I thought them lasers were a spider chasing me. On my way home, got pulled over in Rogersville, Alabama, with a half ounce of weed and a case of Sterling Big Mouth. My buddy Gene was driving, he just barely turned 16. I'd like to say I'm sorry, but we live to tell about it, and we live to do a whole bunch more crazy, stupid shit. And I never saw Lynyrd Skynyrd, but I sure saw Molly Hatchet with 38 Special and the Johnny Van Zandt Band.
Drive-By Truckers wrapping up that set of music with Let There Be Rock, because, yeah, it did name drop AC/DC in that song. Yeah, that's not AC/DC. It did name drop that, but it did name drop Ozzy Osbourne, The Mock, You should really name drop the source of the mock. What else was in that set? That's the first set. We're only halfway through the Ozzy Osbourne mock, but that was the louder portion of the mock. So before the Drive-By Truckers, Walleye did their punk rock version of Over the Mountain from a compilation called The Spandex Experiment. Suicidal Tendencies. Yeah, I know. I'm a sucker for that first album when they were a punk rock band. But they do have a song called Clap Like Ozzy from the World Gone Mad album. And I don't know. It was probably about 3.5 minutes longer than I wanted. But I still played it. Clap Like Ozzy, strung out from the Punk Goes Metal compilation doing Bark at the Moon, starting off, getting to the midway mark of the Ozzy Osbourne mock. The second half will be a little bit more sedate, maybe? Calmer? How about this? Less aggressive.
Mr. Crowley. Watch when
väldigt vackert, kära Cardigans.
Yeah.
Wiping Up the Mock with the ska band Thumper doing their version of Crazy Train. That was an Ozzy Osbourne mock. If you could hold on to the first half of the mock, you would have got the joys of the fruits of the second half. Second half included not only Thumper doing a ska version of Crazy Train back in there with a song called Ozzy. Chivalry gave us Reseda Casino, which name dropped Ozzy. And then the Cardigans doing a cutesy little number of Mr. Crowley starting off that entire set. That, my friends, was a tribute to Ozzy. Now, for my Friday night listeners, there is an encore presentation of Courts in Session, which I looked, and it's labeled Ozzy. So if you want more Ozzy, coming up in about, a little over 20 minutes, Rockin' Attorney is going to take you through his Ozziness. A segue out of Ozzy is my background music, just briefly, so we can just get some business taken care of. Let's go back to that Chuck Mangione. Got to remind you, for poison emergencies or questions, there is a toll-free line that you can call. So if someone home swallows something that might be poisonous, or maybe you think they took too much of something that might hurt them, call 1-800-222-1222. Again, that's 1-800-222-1222. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, of course, WRCT, and me, the Mockster. Sorry, the Ozzy was still going back there. I got a little crazy with that. Because it was Crazy Train. No, it was not actually Crazy Train. It was Bark at the Moon. Oh, what else should I tell you? Oh, how about a request? If you have a request, that's my request. My request is, if you have a request, let me know what that request is by sending me an email at wrctrequest@gmail.com. You still try calling me, 412-268-WRCT. 412-268-9728. John reached out and said, how about something by the Nude Party? I think this feels all right.
Destination looks kind of dreamy.